Considerable attention has been paid to the effect of California's energy crisis on citizens and companies in urban areas, but a loss of power to the state's vast agribusinesses could also send reverberations across the country. For more than half a century, California has been America's largest producer of food and other agricultural products, and these days, from the field to the packing house, agriculture is highly dependent on electricity. NPR's Mandalit El Barco traveled to California's Central Valley, where farmers are preparing for the worst.
It may surprise a lot of people to know that California, not Wisconsin, is the number one producer of milk and cheese in the country. And it was the state's dairies that had the first big scare of the current energy crisis. Twice last month, dairy farmer Tony Nunez and his family had to dump 1,500 gallons of fresh milk because the local processor had no power.
When our tanks fill up, there's nowhere for the milk to go. There's no truck for the milk to come get it. There's nowhere in the plant for the milk to go. So what we've been doing is we have been diverting that milk that would go to the plant for human consumption. We've had to use it for animal feed. We've been feeding it to young livestock, young calves, and things like that.
Earlier this winter, Land O'Lakes, the largest dairy processing plant in the country, volunteered to be part of a Southern California Edison energy savings program. In exchange for lower power rate, the plant agreed to be shut down for as long as 6 hours at a time, something that may have seemed unimaginable when the processors signed the contracts. But that's precisely what happened nearly 20 times between December and the end of January. With its equipment shut down, the company was forced to turn away dozens of farmers with whom it had agreements to buy milk. An estimated 10 tanker trucks of milk effectively went down the drain. The power interruption contracts have now expired, and Land O'Lakes has managed to reimburse its farmers. But the energy future is anything but certain for dairymen like Tony Nunez.
I feel a sense of you know, sadness and kind of hopelessness that it'd be one thing if this were a natural disaster, you know, earthquake, tornado, something like that. It's another thing that you get the sense that this is a man-made disaster. Man created this problem and somehow it could have been prevented.
The energy crisis has farmers worried throughout California's Central Valley, home to the world's largest agricultural economy. More than half of the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables are grown here, some 350 different crops, ranging from artichokes to zucchini.
It's the fruit and vegetable basket of America.
Jim Thompson is an agricultural engineer at the University of California, Davis. He says the situation could get worse in the spring or summer. Those are peak seasons for perishable crops such as tomatoes and strawberries. They must be kept refrigerated and processed without delay. Those are also the months when irrigation systems must operate 24 hours a day under the scorching Central Valley sun. Thompson says many farmers have been preparing for the worst by buying expensive diesel generators to use in case of further blackouts.
Agriculture is a business that deals with uncertainty all the time. We have uncertainty in prices, uncertainty in weather, diseases, pests, utilities just get added into those uncertainties. And farmers are flexible and creative and are going to do their best to deal with the situation. They'd rather spend their energies dealing with something else, but they'll deal with it.
Some nursery operators have been dealing by simply producing less, says California Farm Bureau spokesman Bob Crowder.
Some nursery operations are having to lay off workers, change their crop operation, maybe scale back flower production or, you know, production of other types of nursery plants.
At the Bee Sweet citrus plant just south of Fresno, workers are busy loading and unloading oranges and lemons. To conserve energy, half the lights are turned off and the plant's cold storage units are running at a minimum level. But if worse comes to worse, the plant's managers say it would be the workers who would suffer the most, being forced to work swing shifts or being sent home early without pay.
Por eso pues me preocupa mucho la crisis esta. Ojalá que hagan algo pronto porque si no, ¿qué vamos a hacer?
Maria Delgado and her husband have 8 children to care for at home, and their electricity bills have more than doubled recently. Ironically, Delgado's husband works for PG&E, one of the utilities now at the brink of bankruptcy, so his job security is in doubt as well. Some of the state's largest agricultural enterprises protected their energy supplies long before the current crisis. For example, poultry giants such as Foster Farms and Zaki Farms have had emergency power systems in place for years. But for many smaller operators, the cost and uncertainties of keeping the juice flowing could put them over the edge. The 350,000 white leghorn hens housed under the fluorescent lights of Farmer John's egg ranch are hooked on power. It takes 17 hours of light a day to stimulate them to lay eggs. Their food is distributed by a long, constantly rolling conveyor belt. Fresh water is pumped past their cages, and their climate is carefully controlled by an automatic heating and cooling system. Farmer John's has no power backup. Manager Solomon Jaraki says the company can't afford to buy even a used diesel generator, and he shudders to think of what an extended blackout would mean.
Disaster. That's the word, disaster, because we use electricity for the whole operation, except to gather the eggs. If there is power failure for 2 days, forget it. The company might just collapse.
Back at the dairy farm, Tony Nunez is thankful to have a 20-year-old diesel generator. It can milk the cows and keep the farm running, for at least a short time anyway.
We keep milking out here on the dairy because the cows, of course, don't know anything about a power shutdown. They look very happy. They don't seem to be worried about the energy crunch at all, do they?
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.